Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, published in Insights Magazine, best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global communities. And I am so thrilled today because with us we have Jody Orsham. Jody is a trained marriage and family therapist, certified life coach, and parenting expert with over 30 years of experience. Through her program, The Parenting Plan, she's developed a surefire three-step process for parents to create, nurture, educate, and lead their children to become caring, competent, and compassionate adults. Jody uses the highly acclaimed personal development tool, The Parenting Pyramid, so parents can successfully create the family life they've always envisioned. Jody, welcome, and thank you so much for being here with us today to share your wisdom and also for this great contribution you're making to such an important aspect of the world in which we live.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I'm so glad to be here. And you know, I love what I do, and I'm so glad for you to give me the opportunity to share it with everyone.
Yes, and you know, I think there's possibly nothing more important than helping parents shape the future leaders of our country and of the world. So I want to ask you a little bit, just for reference, as to how you got involved in this particular arena to really, you know, experience your passion and find your purpose.
That's a great question. I'm thrilled to have that opportunity to share it. The reality is, as a trained family therapist, I'm usually seeing families in crisis, and we're reacting to an already stressful situation. And I felt a certain frustration in that because I felt with more support in education, parents could be enjoying a lot more of their parenting process and avoiding, honestly, a lot of the problems. And I decided to come up with this way to be more proactive and have a plan for proactive parenting and then have this great, fun, positive approach. We work. I mean, we certainly, the parents who are committed to my program really work at their program. But I have to say, it is fun, engaging, and delightful not only to work with them, but to see them enjoy their families the way that they get to do.
So one of the things that in our conversation of talking in numerous times before that I think everyone can glean is that the parents really have come out of this program with a whole different perspective about their family unit and about parenting in general. It's just a whole different experience than it was before the program.
Absolutely. The program really empowers, first of all, it empowers the parents. It gives them very specific tools on how to parent each of their children and the parenting styles they may need with one child versus another. More importantly, it really helps the parents define what kind of family they want to have and then live that life each and every day the way that they really want to. So the concept sounds really big and global, but the fact is it's really a day-to-day roadmap of how to live your life, and the parents love that.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And, you know, it seems less complex than what you might imagine, the way you have set it out in the program and laid it out for the parents and for the children. What, you know, you weren't always in this tremendous place of influence that you have around this subject. Where did you find help and support when you were on the rise, Jody?
You know, that's an interesting question. I always go back to training. I have a number of graduate degrees and always have those resources. I have other professionals that I would talk to and with. And then I had this incredible, incredible support group called My Parenting Circle. And I raised my four children truly with an entire village of friends. And I watched these brilliant, bright parents go through, navigate the waters of how to raise their children. What we all had in common is that we really wanted to raise caring, confident, compassionate children. And we wanted to make sure that the kids would grow up to be contributing adults in this society. And so we all had this basic mindset and philosophy. And so while we had different parenting styles, and I could learn from each of them, you know, and different styles and what to do, we all had the basic foundation. And that's where I got the idea of saying, gee, all parents need to figure out their personal foundation and then work and build from there.
What a fantastic collaboration. And I have to say, it to my experience, this is really unique. I've not heard of a collaborating body or effort of this nature in parenting.
Well, I think actually great communities, small and large, have it. But unfortunately, in today's society, what is missing for most of our parents is that they don't have this sort of small supportive network. They don't have the neighborhood block with parents just always out every afternoon talking and working and growing together. And they don't have interconnected family relationships with siblings and cousins and family members with lots of kids and asking advice and sharing ideas. And we have a much more disjointed, isolated society. So parents are doing the job of parenting so much more on their own, more often. And it makes it really hard. It can be daunting to be out there alone and saying, gee, what am I doing? Is this right? And so we try and build a community. So one of the things I do with my program is I not only work with individual parents and families, but I have virtual community support groups, interactive groups, where the parents then can talk with each other throughout the country and get to know each other and be their own support within that.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So you've recreated what helped you so much for others. I just love that. So what do you think are the key skills required to really be a great parent and nurture, our leaders of tomorrow?
Well, I think you need to have a plan. Parents really need to understand, gee, I have this child for the next lifetime, but I really have this child for the next 18 to 21 years to imprint my goals and dreams and values, especially values in them. So I better figure out what I want taught because I need to start teaching it each and every day. That's the first thing. The second thing is a parent needs to have stamina and realize that they this is not a quick test, a true and false test, or even a short answer test, but this is a long, long essay, and there'll be ups and downs, so be ready for it and go with the flow. And then number three, parents need to have a really good sense of humor because kids can be really funny. And if you sit there and watch the situations with your kids and your families and sort of step back and just giggle and enjoy that moment, it will be the memories that you're going to keep for a lifetime.
Oh, what a beautiful picture you paint with that. I just love that. So, you know, everyone is so busy. How do you advise people to actually take the time to have fulfilling time and all of the planning and so forth that goes into really becoming a great parent with their children, with their spouses, with their family?
It's interesting. I think when you do planning at the beginning and you create your plan, it actually saves you time in the lifetime of your child. I mean, in each and every day, when you already have figured out your roadmap and it becomes your resource. Every time things sort of go off track, you have a map to go right back to and say, ooh, where do I want to be? I see why we're not there. I can do 1, 2, and 3 in A, B, and C because I need to get back to where I want to go. So you're never really lost. what takes up a lot of time and a lot of psychological and emotional energy is when a parent is lost and at wit's end and not knowing what to do or where to turn to or really how to handle a situation. So you want to save a lot of parenting time, make a plan to begin with. The second thing is that once you make your it's pretty simple plan and you know what you're going to do, you adjust it as your child's age adjusts. You don't change your goals or your values, but the actual activities you need to engage in those are going to change, and you can figure it out very easily what you need to add in or even change or whatever because you have your plan. You know what you want to have done. I'm going to stop there and let you follow up.
Oh, okay, great, Jody. I was wondering, not all parents really collaborate on parenting their children. I mean, in the true sense of collaboration and with this plan, it seems to me that collaboration of both parents would be really, really important on this and others, too, that basically have a big impact on the family. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. We really hope that parents have the same basic foundation, the same ideas. And in that sense, it is a collaborative effort. What are our goals and our values for our children? That they can say that in the plural. And I say this, that it is a goal that both parents would say if they're married, if they're divorced, if they've never been married, as long as they're both in their child's life, we really hope they have that very, very basic, that family foundation statement that is collaborative. The actual way that they implement it can be very different based on their own styles. So if both parents want to raise a caring, confident, competent child, a child who is respectful to themselves and to the world that they live in, that's a general statement. But then how they translate it or what actions they're going to do can be their own style. And really the greatest value is for each parent to recognize the gifts that the other parent can bring. You don't have to be the exact mirror of each other. That's actually sort of boring and not giving the child all the opportunities they could have from really learning from two different people. They can get the message that those goals and the values are the same, but let's learn a new skill from mom and a different skill from dad, and let's hear it presented from mom one way and shown and demonstrated a different way from dad. That is great and enriching. And then let's throw in grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles that are all on the same bigger page, but they each bring their own unique set of skills and behaviors. And then this child is only more enriched by seeing the variety of ways that people can show their confidence and their competencies and their caring and their compassion. And it gives them the opportunities to pick and choose from everyone else to develop their own special, unique personality as they grow up.
That is so beautiful. And speaking of their own unique personality, what is the children, I assume, are not just recipients in this. What is their participation? Speak a little bit to what that looks like.
I'm glad you asked that because this is very interesting. I do not work specifically with the children, usually. I work with the parents because my goal is to almost parent the parent, help show them and demonstrate to them how to parent, because the first and most vital and most important teacher to the child should be their parent. It shouldn't be their coach or their counselor or their therapist or their other person. It needs to be the direct people in their lives. That being said, I work with parents to come up with a lot of different ideas and very specific, sometimes games, tasks, whole language that we want them to help develop with their child based on as they've described their child to me, or maybe I've met them once or twice in the situation. I've seen the kids and I've seen how they interact with their parents. But based on their personality, then what works best, you know, what's best way to reach this child, to inspire this child, to motivate this child. And I'm good at figuring that out. But then I give that to the parents to cultivate and nurture.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then you probably have a number of success stories. You stay in touch with them and hear how this plan has worked through the decades.
I do. I have this, I had this wonderful opportunity about 15 years ago. That began 15 years ago, that I started working with a number of young families. And those kids are now in college. And I've literally been in and out of their lives with their parents for this amount of time. And we're talking about, I started with a group of over 100 families. So I really have been able to watch them grow and I just get so excited, especially this time of the year. It's graduation time, and I have a whole new crop of high school graduates coming in, and I'm watching these big grown-up children, young adults, and I'm just awed and inspired by them, by their parents. It's just, it's the next best thing, other than watching my children when they hit that stage, is like watching this whole new generation come in. It's really hopeful. There are a lot of really great young people out there.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So the work you're doing, again, I just so congratulate you on having an impact in this. It's such an important area. What is your big picture vision for the work you're doing? What, almost like leaving a legacy. What does that look like for you?
Wow, leaving a legacy. I would hope to, I want to keep inspiring and motivating the people I work with, but I would really like to, my hope and dream would be that my voice wouldn't be the only voice, that I could, and I want to now begin training others to train parents to be able to touch more families, to help more people. But each and every child, each and every family is my legacy, and each and every child that has grown up to be a productive participant in this world is my legacy, and that's already phenomenally exciting. I would just hope in the next years to come to touch more and to do more and to have the word spread more. So more people could be empowered with this positive, proactive approach to parenting.
Oh, that's so fantastic. And do you have like a brief exercise or tip or something that parents who are listening and reading could get involved right away in being able to start developing more of a plan for raising their children and seeing the fulfillment that brings to their families?
I would. I do. This is the first activity I work with parents. I have them write down 5 words that they would want to describe their children when they're grown, for other people to describe. So when they're graduating high school, what are those 5 words you want other people to say, this is your child? And usually they'll say intelligent, motivated, involved, compassionate. You know, a list of those kinds of words, athletic, healthy, good things like that. And then I ask them, right here and now, what did you do today that inspired, supported, motivated each of those words you wrote down? And if they have an answer underneath one, that is a great, great start. If you don't have an answer underneath each of the words, we already have areas to work in. If you have most of the words filled in, you're doing really well. But here's the conflict. If you have 5 words that you want to describe your children in, let's say, 15 years, and today you didn't do one thing that supported any one of those 5 words, you have very specific areas that you know right now you need to change how you're interacting with your child what you're teaching them, how you're teaching it, and how you're presenting your morals, your goals, and your values to your child right now, today.
That is powerful, really powerful. And, you know, so easy for anyone to apply. That is so great. Time with you just flies by, Jody. Did you have anything in closing that you'd like to add about parenting and the amazing work you do?
You know, I just want to make sure parents know that with the plan, it only helps to empower them to enjoy their parenting and have fun and to use it as another wonderful supportive tool. This is not school. They're not going to get tested on it. This isn't to be an additional burden, but we need to. It's an additional support. All parents need support in the greatest, greatest task, job, and most fulfilling job of their lifetime, and that is parenting their child.
Oh, I love that. I love that perspective that it is support. That is so beautiful. And you support so many parents to accomplish exactly what their goals are with their children. So, Jody, thank you so much for being here. I'm sure people will want to know more about you and connect with you. Could you give us a URL or a link that would where they could do just that?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.theparentingplan.com. I'm also on Facebook, The Parenting Plan, and I am Coach Jody on Twitter. So they can sort of hit me on bunches of different bigger venues, and then anytime they want to give me a call, and my number is on each of those, they certainly can do that. And if they want to meet one-on-one via phone, Skype, or if they're in my area in person, I can certainly plan that out.
Fantastic. That once again was www.theparentingplan.com, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Jody. And for anyone out
there,
that would like to learn more about Expert Insights and our books, magazines, broadcasts, and communities, you can find us at GetEI.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.